I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Teague, very interesting times in baseball. We like to do this every couple of weeks, certainly take the temperature nationally, see what's happening on the baseball scene, and MLB Network always takes care of us. And today they hook us up with Kev Millar, and as my seat falls again, we got to fix this. This is like the third time this has happened in 2 days. Kev Millar, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today, buddy? Well, I'm at the little table on Thanksgiving. Right? I know you can't see me, but it looks ridiculous. What's up, buddy?
Your voice went down, so I knew that the mic had to go up, and then you went down.
I could
visualize it. That's happened to me a million times.
And it's not bad enough to have microdiscectomy surgery coming up on Friday. So, I mean, please, if there's ever time I need my seat to be stable, it's these next couple of days, you know? What's going on, man? You good?
We're doing good. It's hot in here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to tell you that. We just bypassed the fall. We went straight from winter to the summer. So, yeah, it's hot.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, Austin, right here.
That's
beautiful Austin.
That's beautiful town.
In the
town.
Middle of the Astros and the Rangers.
Yeah, that's a beautiful town. So let me ask you this. I think one thing that's going to have – it's gained a little local traction, but I think nationally it's going to probably generate some more. The New York Mets are pathetic. There's no way – no need to mince words. They're just awful. And I believe, Kevin, that the only way that they can accelerate a rebuild – they've got no athletes in the system. Their minor league system stinks as well. I really think that they need to sincerely entertain trading DeGrom and or Syndergaard, and even if that includes striking a deal with the Yankees, which I know they really don't want to do, whatever it takes, they got to get some prospects. If you're running the Mets, would you make that move? What would you do?
No, I wouldn't. I know what you're thinking. Let me just tell you why.
Okay.
Because you can't find a Jacob DeGrom to get back. Mm. See, like, he's affordable. People think like, oh, we're just going to go, trade Jacob DeGrom. Who would you trade to the New York Yankees, or if you're the Yankees, for Jacob DeGrom?
Clint Frazier. I mean, I'm throwing three or four big Miguel Andujar.
Torres.
I mean, not Torres. Yeah. No, not Torres.
But think about it. I wouldn't even make it with Torres.
Wow.
You got a guy over here, his last 10 starts, he's got a .87 ERA, and he's 2-8. The team is during that time. The Jacob DeGroms don't come around too often, and he's affordable. He's not a free agent next year. This kid signed for the next couple of years, and he's affordable. So when you're talking about it, you can everybody's available at some point, but there has to be somebody that you can't miss on. Like, there has to be a Mike Trout. There's not Gleyber Torres. We've only seen 2.5 months worth. He's got 11 homers. God bless him. But I mean, he's also capable of hitting .228 with four the second half.
Sure.
This kid, DeGrom, there's only a handful of these that come around. And I'm sorry, I just sit back and go, yeah, he's available, but let me see the packages. And the packages are going to start with a ton.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense the way you explained it that way.
I still disagree, but respectfully.
Kevin, let's move to the other coast, and let's talk about the Seattle Mariners. We all saw when Robinson Cano, gets his 80-game suspension. It's like doom and gloom out there. But somehow, they've actually risen to the top of the division. They've won 8 of their last 10. D. Gordon had to go from center back to second base.
He's balling.
I mean, what changed? Maybe it was just a perception thing and an urgency thing, but what changed for them that has them playing so well?
They have won a ton of one-run games. Hmm. They have played in a ton of two-run or less games, and they're winning the close games. That's the difference of where they're at right now. So it's not like everybody's, see, Robinson Cano, they're a better team. No. And when he comes back, he's going to play every single inning of every single game. He's going to hit third because he's one of the best left-handers still in the game. Now, if they're trying to get to the postseason, which they are, he's not the second baseman in the postseason. So D. Gordon will play some second base. They'll mix it up, Robinson will DH and put D at second and back in center field, and Robinson goes second base. But let's not forget, he's owed a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's paid a lot of money. The suspension's a bummer for him, no doubt about it. But when he comes back, Robinson will be playing. It makes him a better team to get to the postseason. This is not going to end June 13th. But they have played good baseball in one-run games, and that's the difference.
We're talking to Ken Millar, good player back in the day. Won the championship with the Red Sox in 04. Great clubhouse guy. Terrific on TV. Great personality. Love talking shop with him. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Okay, Miguel Cabrera. I mean, boy, it didn't look like that awkward of a swing. I know he was out in front and fooled a little bit. I don't know if it was a slider or a changeup, whatever. But one of the best righty hitters of any generation is out for the rest of the year. At that age and that body type and that wear and tear on his body, any concerns that he comes back full strength? Is his career in jeopardy?
Yeah, it's always, I mean, as you grow older, right, the bat speed's going down, the body's been breaking down up to, you know, since before 2015, he's never seen the DL. Since 2015, it's been about four or five different times now with calves and foot and surgery for bone spurs this offseason. So now I was bummed out. I love some Miguel Cabrera. I know the contract at the back end is going to get really, really painful, like they all do when you sign big-time deals. That's okay. You're paying a player for what he's done. That's why he's making the money. And then, you know what? It's not the player's fault. But 35 years old, tore his bicep. It's a bummer. It's a bummer for the Tigers. It's a bummer for Ron Gardenhire. It's a bummer for all involved because Miguel Cabrera, you gravitate to him. There's no ego, and he's just a sweet guy. He's fun with the kids. So it's just a bummer.
Yeah, put you in a GM or a head coach or head doctor. Put all those hats on right now. If you are the one making the decision.
Got to take his cowboy hat off first,
yeah, exactly.
Though.
Take the cowboy hat off. You can leave the boots on, though. And you have to make a decision on Shohei Ohtani. What do you do? How do you handle it?
Oh,
yeah, what's crazy about this one is because does he make my team better with his bat in the lineup every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're going to not have surgery, we have an option to not have surgery. We're going to add these platelets and try this therapy. But swinging a baseball bat doesn't hurt or bother his throwing arm. Why don't I now put him in the middle of that lineup like we've all wanted to see? Because he was only kind of playing like a day or two in a row. Then you have, remember, a day or two off before a start. Then the day after a start, he wouldn't play. So why not give the kid 500 plate appearances all the way through during this platelet thing?
Wow.
Since he's a two-way player, and we all haven't seen that, and it's unique. Let's not, you know, it's not hurting him, and we're not going to do the surgery, so let's let him roll the pole a little bit and see if he can drive in about 85 from here on out.
Yeah, because you say that. Now, the question, and I don't know this because I didn't play baseball, and obviously we don't see two-way players like this ever. How much of his stuff goes away if he doesn't pitch for, I don't know, say 8 months or maybe even a year, right? Does it change? Do you lose that? Can he come back to where he was if he does heal up correctly and doesn't have to have Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, it was funny because in spring training, the world was like, he's 2-for-30 and he can't hit. And he's this bats, he's long, he's this and that. And then all of a sudden, he's pitching at over 9 or 10 ERA. And it's, oh my God, guys, it's practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about 30 at bats in a month during spring training. And it's nothing, right? That's 1 week during the year. So then he comes on the scene and he was like, the biggest talk of all, we've never seen anything like this. Fork ball was devastating. Guys were 0-for-35 off his split finger at some point. His fastball was 100 miles an hour. We're like, oh, my God, he's better than what we thought. And then he goes out and he's hitting 350 the first few weeks. So I think he's a unique player, and I don't think his stuff goes away, no. I think an injury, it stinks. His arm, you know, we're hoping he don't have Tommy John. We don't want to not see him for the next 18 months.
Yeah.
I can't stand Tommy John surgeries. I don't know when they started becoming cool, what happened before the Tommy John surgeries, but it seems like everybody has a Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, no.
That being said, let him hit. Let him hit, play him. If they're doing these platelet things, I don't think they're having surgery. They've already opted. They're not doing it right now. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I would love to see him in the batter's box 7 days a week.
I like it. I like it, Millar. Attaboy.
And if you have the decision, you'll make it. And you can be a decision maker because you're a big timer now. You have your own promotion code, Millar, for SeatGeek.com. Tell us a little bit about this.
SeatGeek, man, it's a great app. I have the app. It's fun. It guarantees you great seats. You have a view from your seats. You can go on there and get any single sporting event you want, entertainment event. When people come into Austin for music-wise, it's great. You can see kind of who's coming in. Okay, June 28th, you got Willie Nelson or whoever you got coming in. So I love the app. It's an easy app to work. It lets you know good deals and bad deals, which is awesome also. And like you said, if you type in Millar, we'll give you $20 off your first purchase. But tremendous, tremendous, easy
working app. Get it on your devices if you don't have it.
Lice, we see where your mind is. Willie Nelson.
I love it.
Where's Willie playing? It is a state legal.
He's got a couple great books. Willie Nelson has a great line. He's actually two lines. He says, when you play golf, spend more time looking up at the sky than looking down at your feet when you're miserable after a bad shot. Really sage advice. And the other thing he says, and anytime you go in the weeds to find your ball, smoke something while you're looking for it. That's what he says, Malone. Oh,
that's the
man.
Great Willie Nelson, and he's doing great still, about 90.
Yeah, he's doing right. All right. And I'm sure a few people, I'm going to the Journey Def Leppard concert tonight with my wife over at the Garden. I'm sure a few SeatGeek users will be there. Hey, 30 seconds. Yeah, it's a good one, right?
Great one right there.
I'm
when
psyched.
We make love.
Do you look in the mirror? I hear you. All right, listen, 30 seconds. We got to bounce and end the show. You got to go as well. Bryce Harper, characterized as a spineless, gutless, unnamed GM
anonymous,
or whatever,
yeah.
Unanimous or anonymous, personnel person. Call them a losing player. Your take on that. How do you react to that?
I thought it was tired. I thought it was a haterish type statement. So if you're not going to put your name on it, period, end of story, because it's an opinion of somebody that's not – if you feel that strong about Bryce Harper, can we get your name?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So when we hear that, you got to address it. Like, what do you think? It's a false statement because since Bryce Harper's been with the Nationals, they have the highest winning percentage since 2012.
Yeah.
They are like 139 games over 500, which is the best in all of baseball, whatever the exact number is. So that doesn't make sense. So when you bring out those harsh statements like that anonymously,
yep,
you better put your name to it and you better go back and do your math.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bryce the perfect teammate? Are people jealous of Bryce because he's rich and he's good looking and he's great at what he's doing and he's promoted to the Gatorade? And that's part of what society is about. We all want to like get bitter, but I thought it was tired because we don't even know who said it.
I'm with you, man.
I totally
agree. All right, Kevin. Thanks a lot, buddy. We will talk to you down the road, no doubt.
All right, boys. Thanks a lot.
Be good, Kevin.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.